Welcome to Who Wants the Last Fight. This is a podcast where me, Henry Chung, get to interview some really cool people, and we get to find out what food they like or don't like. And today we have Hawani Hotene. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Yeah. It's nice to be here.
Yeah.
It's good to... I'll listen to this podcast now that I know about it. It's good, yeah.
We got another fan.
Yeah.
So a quick introduction for yourself. You're a Billy T nominee this year. You got new shows coming out in Auckland, Wellington, and Melbourne Comedy Fest. You are twice New Zealand Comedy Breakthrough Comedian winner, 2022 and 23?
And 24, actually. Yeah. I won the Lower North Island three times in a row.
How many times can you break through?
Well, the funny thing is that I won it for the Lower North Island last year, where I spent most of last year living in Auckland. Okay. So now I don't think I could get it.
So are you going to give it back, which is what you're saying?
No way. Yeah. I'm very smug about it. The dragon from The Hobbit. I don't know. I'm not.
You're hoarding this. You're hoarding all the awards. So what are you up to these days?
I just moved house out of my auntie's house. I just really need to like put this show together. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like turn it into a show. You know, like changing the thing from getting just a bunch of jokes and a bunch of ideas and then turning it into like something that makes sense in an hour. You know, like it doesn't have to have like a story behind it. Like it's not gonna have a story, but even without a story, like things kind of have a flow and they have, there's jokes that I want to be able to do that wouldn't make sense at the beginning. So like, how do I figure out how to build to them while also figuring out how to do the jokes? There's a lot of like, I don't know. Recently, especially, I've been really figuring out what the show is supposed to look like. Which is helpful because I'm really working outside of doing comedy and stuff. Heading down to New Zealand Fringe, leave for Wellington tomorrow. So nice to be able to be here before I shoot off. Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks for stopping by. Do this. Yeah. Hopefully this gives you some, comedy juice before you go. Yeah. Unlikely.
I don't know, man. I mean, I might, if I tell something funny, I might steal it for myself and then try it on stage. But then, I don't know.
So if you write a show right now, would you rather have a show that's coherent, maybe like moderately funny? Or would you rather have a banger of a show that doesn't really connect in too many ways, but man, it's just jokes after jokes after jokes. At this point, which one would you rather have?
I don't know if I could have one without the other because, I don't know. Like, I think there's just like a multiple different types of jokes that I want to be doing. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be kind of personal and kind of like a little bit like abstract or whatever. So I think like part of what makes it like a show is being able to connect those things in a way that kind of vibes. Like, I found out last year that the cohesiveness of it all makes the whole show better.
Mm.
But, you know, if I'm honest, I'd probably rather have something not cohesive and just banger after banger after banger. Because then I'd be able to take any of those jokes, do a 15, 20-minute set at clubs and just kill the rest of the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think the first person that come to mind who is – less storytelling and more just jokes like Dave Attell?
Yeah, well, he's hard out like that. Yeah. He's very like modern day as well. Yeah. Like he reads newspapers and then takes everything. I mean, Sam Morrell is one of those guys that just kind of does like a lot of stuff. Heaps of his stuff's about dating though, which is with some same person for like so long, like pretty much, yeah.
You can talk about that. I think that's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, I could. Yeah. But even then, man, I feel like I'm only just now hitting the age where people will accept you talking about relationships. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm pretty old, so I'm like trying to remember. How old are you now?
I'm 29, but I look older, I reckon. Okay. But I'm not crazy. But I think when you hear like a 22-year-old talk about being in a relationship or something, and they're like, you know how relationships are like something and they're kind of like hard and this way and that way. I just think you should totally break up with that person because you're 22 years old and you have so much time. Just like,
3 weeks, that's enough.
Yeah. I mean, like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. Cool. You're, like, barely out of high school. Yeah.
So I know that you are a vegan, so yes. I brought you a vegan snacks edition today.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm not... Do you like onion rings?
I love onion rings.
All right. Yeah. Well, these are very iconic. These have been around since I was a child.
Yeah.
And, well, let's just bust them open. There's a ASMR version of this show.
Oh, I'll go away from the microphone to eat these.
Oh, that's okay. What if the listeners want to feel what you're eating?
I don't have that kind of appeal.
I feel like they've really perfected just like simple. These are just, I don't know how much onion's in here.
It's like all onion and oil, right? Like, what else would you need?
Flour, starches, vegetable oil, onions. There's 5% onions in here.
Wow.
Sugar, some more sugar, some ingredients with numbers in it. Salt, potatoes, glucose. Actually, is not that bad, to be very honest with you. So, how do you rate this out of 10?
These are, like, no joke, this is, like, a real snack staple. Like, I'll eat these pretty often. Like, that's, like, my girlfriend will get these, and it'll just be like, that's me for the night kind of thing, which is gross.
Is this dinner?
Huh?
Is this dinner? If I give you a bag of these, is that dinner?
Oh, no. Oh, dude, I need to be better than just eating onion rings. Okay, because it's kind of a staple, it's hard to judge totally. I would say it's, I have to give it like a... I'm going to give it a 7.5, which I feel like is such a cop-out answer. You know what I mean? Because it's fine. so down the road. But it's like, how do you rate like a red apple? You know what I mean?
I could rate a red apple. Yeah, well, a 1.
A 1? Yeah. Out of 10?
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell?
I think, okay, 1 is being comedic, but I think truly speaking, okay, first of all, there's a million types of red apples.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are good red apples and there are shitty red apples.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like a crisp. The crispness is almost like the number one. But
do you know the species of it?
I think Gala is meant to be the one that's Gala's famous for New Zealand. Yeah. They're kind of small and they got like... It's almost like a... If wood red.
They're crispy.
Yeah.
It got a good crunch to it.
Yeah.
I hate apples that are mealy, like real soft. And I bite into it, I feel like I'm eating a cooked potato.
Powder is the worst.
Yeah,
powdery apples.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Granny Smith guy. Like, I love Granny Smith. Okay, shit. Yeah. Tang, crisp. Love it. Yeah. These onion rings are 7.5.
7.5 is a very solid...
Yeah.
Admirable score.
They're the red apples.
If we can be 7.5 as a comedian, I think that's pretty damn good.
Okay.
You're like, no.
Yeah. If you get to 7.5, Henry, yeah.
What do you think I'm doing this podcast for, man? Obviously, this comedy thing's not working out. What is it like being Maori and vegan?
Oh, I don't know. It's not that. Crazy, like it's I don't know, man. To be honest,
do those things kind of intersect?
Well, I think, you know, you could probably get away from hangi doesn't hit you that much in your day-to-day, you know. What I mean, I don't know how the people live their lives, but to be fair, most hangi were kind of like special occasion things. I think the kai moana part of it is probably bigger, you know, it's like quite a big part. And to be honest, sometimes I do think about just kind of going back to maybe eating some fish and just making sure it's like only the fish that I catch. And, you know, because there's like, I mean, fishing is done just as unethically as, you know, a lot of different kind of things. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's anything too crazy. Like, you know, sometimes people act like it's a bigger thing than it is. But I don't think it's...
Typically, like, your family around you, are they mostly, like, a meat base or not meat base, but...
Yeah, they all eat meat. And They love...
give you a hard time?
Yeah, well, yes, I reckon so. Like, they'll just do the... There's one joke that just always seems to pop up where it's like, you know, they'll put the meat down and be like, oh, sorry, you hate that, eh? You don't like this. It's like, ah, oh, yeah, hate it, get it out, I don't know. But no, it's okay. I think... Yeah. No, it's nothing crazy. You know, my family's pretty good. Like, I got some cousins. I remember seeing some cousins were vegetarian, and I was like, this is crazy that we're, there's more of us out here. You know what I mean? At the whānau reunion, we would like, there'd be like the three of us in the kitchen while everyone else is eating everything else.
We'd be onion
like,
rings, next time you can bring that along.
Oh, no, man. My cousin, she married a chef, so the food was good. The food was like nice, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So the chef is whipping out some vegan stuff for everybody.
Oh, okay. The best vegan stuff.
Hey, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a good compromise, man. You know, someone's taking care of you.
Yeah. No, it's a... I don't really know. I think the Kai Moana thing is pretty big. Like, the seafood side of it is like a big part of the culture, but that's okay.
Cool. Where do you think vegetarians belong in the ethical scale? Definitely below the vegans?
Who has an ethical scale? I don't measure up ethics, you know? I mean, maybe, I guess I do, yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be vegan at all. I think most vegetarians are probably lactose intolerant and just, like, lying to themselves. You know what I mean? Maybe they can have feta cheese, but I don't know. Ethics, yeah. I don't know. I guess vegetarians are... That's what I would say. Vegetarians are probably lactose intolerant and they should be honest with themselves. And it's like, it's not even an ethical thing. Yeah.
They just want to cling on to whatever life they had before.
Yeah. I think people can't get over cheese.
I've seen vegetarians that eat nothing
but cheese.
Like their whole meal. Oh, it's like a lasagna. It's like lasagna is the favorite thing because it's got... You know, it's got the dough, it's got the cheese, and it's got like whatever. Some
science can't crack cheese in terms of vegan food. They just like, there was one I got recently, and the whole thing was just like, it melts, because melting cheese apparently was just a big issue for vegan cheese for a long time, and it's still an issue. Like it says it melts, but you gotta
cook the shit out of it.
Oh yeah, you gotta put your toast in the microwave, and it's like, it ruins the toast. Like, you can have one or the other. Yeah.
Did you know I actually started the vegan business?
Yeah, I bet you would. I did. You do so much random stuff,
dude. I did. I started the vegan ice cream shop.
What was it called?
It was called Good Habit Ice Cream.
Nice. That is such a classic.
Yeah. Well, it's flopped. So, you know, here I am doing podcasts and comedy in a sweaty room.
Yeah. What year was this?
This was 2020. Yeah. This is when I came. This Bad is when I came, year. Man. No. Sorry. I started 2019, just a few weeks before COVID. I signed a lease.
Yeah.
Damn. And I was sitting on my ass and a bunch of vegan food that I got to eat. I actually was a vegan for a decent amount of time.
Really?
Yeah, for like a solid few, like 3 months.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's a long time, dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a good experience. You know, I love the food. I actually really enjoy doing vegan because it actually forces you to think outside of the box on how you would cook.
Yeah,
because you want to make food taste like, because my whole everything up until that point was meat. Like I knew my protein was this animal or this type of seafood or whatever.
Yeah,
but going vegan was throwing that all out. Now the ingredients that you use for sides has become the entree. So I gotta like redesign my entire, you know, menus. Yeah. I don't want to just eat tofu every time. So I gotta like really start planning and like have to look for new recipes. And so that was really fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, like, yeah, again, it sounds like you've got a real relationship with food. Whereas, I just eat super basic food all the time.
Onion rings,
yeah. But even when I was eating meat, like, when I say, like, my school lunch used to really just be two Granny Smiths and a can of tuna. No, two cans of tuna. That's what I would eat every day at school. Two Granny Smiths, two cans of tuna. Wouldn't even take a spoon. I'd just, like, open up the can of tuna, use the lid as the spoon and just be very careful. And yeah.
I think the Irish side of you is really coming out right now. Yeah, like, we don't care, fool. Yeah, potatoes, that sounds pretty good. I have that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
There's no potatoes in that. Two Granny Smiths and two cans of tuna. And a bun that I would get from my friend every night. Stop. Every night, every day.
Stop, you're making me... No, I'm just kidding.
Sad.
We're going to bring out the second snacks for you.
Oh, yes.
This is also really fun, so... I'm just bringing you out, like, things that I love as a child.
Oh, wasabi peas.
Do you know wasabi peas?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, like, my girlfriend's from Malaysia. We go to the Asian store all the time. Yeah, I'm like, this is great. Can I take these home as well?
Yeah, sure. By default, most snacks are vegan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, a lot of snacks are just vegan, except for the one that has cheese, but that's really it. There's rarely meat in any snacks. But dairy, maybe, but I think if you go to the Asian aisle, you're safe.
Yeah. Asian food is so good. Asian supermarket, man.
All right. All right, there you go.
So, I love these. I love wasabi peas.
Well, I'm not really surprising you, am I?
No.
Here, I'll take some I'll eat some in front of the mic for some ASMR.
Hmm.
Mm. Are you going to nurse on that onion ring or are you just going to leave it on the table?
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
So, when did you become a vegan? When is the part where things start falling apart?
No, it was step by step. I was like a pescatarian, vegetarian, vegan. Mm. Yeah. I like came back from... the States. I like did how long was I there for? Maybe 6 weeks.
Okay.
I kind of did. Yeah. It was a little while. Yeah. And then I would and then I think I was kind of about as big as I am now, you know what I mean? Like not huge, but kind of not very fit.
And I think you're fine.
Oh, I think I'm
okay. I think you look good.
Thanks, man.
Must be that run this morning.
No, it wasn't even this morning. It was this afternoon. That's why I'm hungry. I think my face looks better than my body at the moment. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah.
I think you just got to take the compliment and go with it. You're like, thanks. I look good. I think men have a real problem.
I would never do that.
Men have a real problem taking compliments, and we love to deflect so much.
I will take some compliments. Yeah. I will take some compliments. Yeah. Like, if you're complimenting, like... if I did a good show and then you're like, that was a great show, I'll be like, thank
you. That's your work. It doesn't count.
Oh, damn.
That's like if someone show up to my work like, hey, good job on that report. I'm like, thanks. I worked hard on that.
You say that like you wouldn't like that. That's like such a nice workplace. That's like.
But I think, I mean, and like a personal level, you know, taking compliments has always been really, really difficult with dudes.
I'm just not that good at that many things. So I will just take the compliments for the things I'm good at. And everything else will be a struggle to get through. Okay. You know, I'm going to make it hard for everyone.
Okay. So say you're out with a bunch of friends and someone, say a girl that's not your girlfriend, just like, wow, Juana, you look good today.
I'll be like, you're damn right.
You'll be like, oh, nah, I just went for a run this afternoon and I haven't eaten all day. And...
well, if I'm with a bunch of friends, it'll be a different kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not going out to the world, yeah.
So, going back to what year did you decide to become a vegan?
Dude, I really, like, I think 2016 I went to the States.
Okay.
I'd booked it before Trump had thing. But I just remember because I showed up and it was like, this is crazy, you know. Me and a friend even went to, they did like a Trump protest outside his outside the Trump Tower, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, it was a weird time there. But I was very into philosophy. So there's like a guy, Peter Singer, he's like an Australian philosopher, but very famous when it comes to like you know, the ethics of eating animals and all that sort of stuff. And he has a hierarchy of animals. He's like, you know, you could probably eat an insect and then maybe you eat like a mouse and then, well, no, sorry. He's like, the life of an insect maybe doesn't matter as much as a mouse, and a mouse might not matter as much as a cat, and a cat might not matter as much as a human. You know, he's got that kind of ethics, which is like, you know, it's got its own questionabilities, but like, yeah, I don't know. I was very into ethics, and then it didn't make sense. I was like, I can survive without eating meat, and I know meat is bad. So I stopped, and then I was pescatarian for a while, and then vegetarian, and then, yeah, there was a thing where I was like, I don't know if killing fish is any better than killing chickens. Like, I couldn't figure out what the difference between those two animals were enough that I could kill one without the other. Yeah, and then vegan, I was just very against the dairy industry. Still am, to be fair, you know. I think a lot of people are. Yeah. Like, maybe I've just been in Wellington for a long time, but yeah. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is Trump and fish are the gateway drug to veganism.
No, I was just like, I just wanted to make sure it was clear that I didn't go because he won. It was just a random thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it really marked going to America at that time.
Yeah.
And it was very random. Yeah.
Do you slip up sometimes?
No, not slip up. I'll just eat something if I want to. Like, this, like, maybe some vegans would hate that, I think. But, like, the other day, I felt like something was missing, and I was like, I just kind of feel like a little bit of fish is what I need.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been, you know, how long have I been vegan for? Since about 2020, something like that.
That's a decent amount of time. You're 28 and that's 6 years, man. That's 5 years.
29, yeah. Yeah,
that's 5 years, man. That's a good chunk of your life.
Yeah, you know, I've probably eaten meat or fish 4 or 5 times.
That's pretty good track record.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel bad about it. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like,
you own it.
Yeah, it's very different.
If you want to eat it, you eat it. That's kind of what we did when we were doing vegan. It's like, well, we have no idea how long this is going to stay. So,
well, I think some people see it as a very spiritual thing. You know where what I mean? Where it's like the thing of like, once it kind of touches your body, kind of it has some sort of negative karma to it. Whereas I don't know, I guess I think of it as more like a set of principles to try and live by, you know, and as long as you're kind of like, you know, and I probably try to think that for most things in life, like if you're trying to live by a set of principles, you're probably going to be a lot better off than setting yourself to some ridiculous standard.
Yeah. What would a ridiculous standard be? What's an example of someone who sets, what's like something that you've seen someone try to do and fail?
I don't think for food, but I think of when people hold themselves to ridiculous standards, sometimes you're thinking of like religious leaders and people who are very much like, I know what's good, I act good, I do good all the time.
Yeah, God people speaks are, through me.
Yeah, people who really like take that morality, like I am the person who knows morality. Anybody who is like that and pushes that real hard, I think people are okay to question them a little bit. You know what I mean?
I feel like the more they push, the more skeletons they have in their closet, man.
Yeah.
Do you cook?
Yeah, basic stuff. Very basic stuff. Yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy because...
Give me your top three basics.
Oh, okay. Toast with...
You hit me with toast!
But it's not, I'm not done there. Usually this is what I'll do if I've got everything I need, okay? So I'll go toast, and then I'll put olivani on top of that, and then I'll put like a little bit of Vegemite or Marmite, because that's a little bit of umami, okay? And then I'll get half an avocado, put that on top, tomatoes. Oh, if I had a nice hummus, I'd probably put that between the avocado and the Marmite. Then I'll put tomatoes on there. And then there's like a vegan Parmesan cheese, which is pretty good, you know. Otherwise, there's like a B12 thing that you can put on. What else would I chuck on that? Probably just salt and pepper, and that'll be so good. I'll have that all the time. I love that.
It sounds like that's the only thing you eat these days.
Yeah, I mean, I'd eat that every day. Why not? Like, that's a great way to start the morning.
I love you started with toast, because when I asked you about cooking, and the difference between toast and bread is one click.
Bro, I try to do a good toast, okay? I do a better toast
than my... What settings have you perfected in your toaster?
I mean, like, I don't know, 3.5. That's probably... But then you have to be aware, because the second dose of toast, like, it's not going to have... It's going to already be preheated. You're working with a preheated toaster, so you have to be aware that you can't just let it burn, you know?
So what's the adjustment? What's the fine-tuning for the second toast? The first one is 3.5... Perfect toast for second piece. What is that setting?
It's still 3.5. You don't touch the toaster. You're not crazy, man. You're just aware of it. You're just aware. And then you might give it a, you might let it pop a little earlier. Okay. Yeah.
So but, all just vibes.
Yeah. I mean, the most important thing is just the toast to butter, like toast to Olivani time. That's the most important time. You know, you chuck on a chunk and then you let it melt a little bit and then you... Really good. I'm toast. I could make some of the best toast dishes, I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you. Well, that's one.
Yeah. What else would I do? Man, now we're really scraping the barrel. Yeah.
After toast, oh shit, I'm stumped. maybe like onion rings.
As I was describing, yeah, I mean, I've done like, what are we again? Yeah, bro, I've done nachos, but potato chips instead of corn chips, you know, that's pretty nice. Like, where you just have, there's a hummus and avocado play an important part again.
All right, I can see your fridge already.
Yeah.
Your fridge is Olivani.
Oh my God.
Avocado in the bag somewhere. And then just a tub of hummus.
Yeah, a tub is right. Yeah, I used to get the one that had like the little handle. Yeah, yeah. I know, so you could walk out with your little tub of hummus and show everybody how much hummus you're working with. Yeah, it was. I mean, like, I do love hummus. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Oh, I just been watching Mo. I think it's pronounced like hummus.
Hummus.
Yeah, hummus.
Yeah, Mo's pretty good.
Mo was great.
Did you finish season 2?
I'm only on episode 6 of season 1. I only just started a couple days
ago. There's not many. It's a short, but it's good. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I accidentally listened to a podcast with him, so I know the ending of season 1.
You see a stand-up?
No, I'm going to watch it after the show.
It's good. It's really good. Enjoy it.
No, I really like his thing. Okay, so...
Okay, hummus. No, nacho hummus.
it's kind of... I call it nachos because that's what it's inspired by, but essentially it's chips with like chili beans and... Like diced tomatoes, diced red onion, probably some spinach that's kind of been torn up, you know? Like you just rip the spinach up and then you chuck the hummus on the side, get the avocado. That'd be nice if you can like, yeah, I guess you got to do it in slices. What else do you chuck on there? Probably still that vegan Parmesan and probably still salt and pepper.
And what about hot sauce?
Yeah, I'll go crazy. I'll go hard with the hot sauce. I think I handle hot sauce a lot better than people would think. Because
your looks?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. That used to be my opening joke, yeah.
Do Maldives eat hot sauce?
Nah.
It's not really in your normal repertoire of cooking, you know?
I think this is maybe too broad of a statement, but I think... Any Māori who get into hot sauce have kind of taken it up on their own volition. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely, it's a surprise. I think we're a real...
Well, there's no chilies here. It's not in the normal cooking.
No.
You know?
Kawakawa is like kind of what...
That's spice. That's not hot though.
No. Yeah. I was going to... Because this is just a random fact I heard. Apparently, like, this is what, in the old days, kawakawa used to be used the same way that rice is used for dishes. As in, it's just kind of like the staple that's almost with everything, You know what I mean? Like, it's just maybe, well, that's the way that it was explained.
Are you talking kawakawa, the leaf, or is that like a grain that you harvest?
Kawakawa. I'm pretty sure it's like, you know, it's almost like spinach when it's
yeah, kind of yeah, like, yeah. Like, I know the leaf. Yeah, yeah. It's used for medicine a lot.
Oh, dude. Yeah. The kawakawa, like, I don't know, medicinal industry. I spot them is everywhere. Doing good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, apparently it's perfect for lip balm. It's perfect for you brush your teeth with it. Like, it's just like a.
Found one ingredient. I'm going to beat it to death.
Yeah, man. People are doing everything except eating it right now.
I see them in the parks. I think apparently the easiest way to tell is that bugs eat them.
Really?
Yeah. So if you see like a plant that has that shape, yeah. It's full of holes. Then that's it.
That's a terrible way to know if food is good to eat, though, isn't it?
I think it's no, it's really good.
Okay.
Because, like, usually it tastes like succulent.
Yeah.
Succulent, like cactus and all that. Animals don't eat them because they're toxic.
Yeah.
Like snake plant and all the pretty plants, like the monstera.
Yeah.
The house plants, they're all toxic. You can't eat them.
All right.
That's why they're good house plants because bugs don't fuck with them.
Ah. That's
if your dog eats that's them, they're fucked.
If your dog eats them.
Yeah, if your dog eats like the string of pearls. Or, you know, do you know much about houseplants?
Yeah, well, yeah. You mean a string of pearls like a pearl, like an actual pearl?
No. Is that... There's a plant called string of pearls, and it looks like a string of pearls, but it's a succulent.
No, man, you know a lot of stuff, man.
I am the ADHD human being of facts.
Are you ADHD?
I don't think so, but I've always find myself just love bouncing from diving into one topic to another. I have a really hard time with a conversation the moment the momentum goes down.
Mm.
I have a hard time like coping with dealing with the silence. I almost over index of trying to pick the conversation back up by spinning it in a new direction.
That's fun though.
Kinda, yeah. Like if you can do it, it's great, but it just kind of keeps shifting. And I kind of notice that with my social interactions sometimes is I'm more comfortable now, but I would like shift like real fast. If whatever we talk about just died,
yeah,
I gotta go to the next thing.
Yeah.
Or I leave. Or like, well, that's guess it's goodbye, and I just fuck off.
Well, that's good. I reckon that's you got to be able to time your goodbyes real well. I think, to be a good conversationalist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my goal, like, I don't really think about it so much anymore, but my goal really used to be see if I can get them to say a lot, and then just kind of just pop in every now and again when it's appropriate. I'm not a great, I don't really hold court. You know what I mean? Like I was hanging out, we did poppies the other day at Hector's place, and Paul Douglas is a court holder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And,
he's got the charisma.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. The Riz is all over him. Yeah. But he was great, man. And there was like, he's like loud enough to kind of like tell a story to a whole table. And it's not like, he was great. It was just pretty much sitting there for like an hour and a half just kind of listening to him, and he was bouncing off like Courtney and they were telling stories, and that was impressive. I was just kind of sitting back being like, nobody's gonna think of me, but if they do, they'll be like, he's way more quiet than you would think.
What is the third? Oh, yeah. Top three basic food. We had toast with some spread, which is groundbreaking shit.
That's good.
And then we had potato nachos, which I don't know if Mexicans watching this are flipping in the graves.
Oh, yeah.
But that's cool.
I've described it.
Third one.
Yeah. Third one. Bro, what is the third one? I don't even... What the hell do I even make? Like, just nothing, dude. I mean, like, just different things on toast would be a big... it would just be different bread. Oh man, what do I make? I'm just barely cook, man. Like I cook very basic stuff. What's something I used to cook? I do love just kind of like getting a curry and putting everything in it. You know what I mean? Like it'll just be, I'll make the rice and then I'll put the coconut milk in the rice and that makes man that is
that that's is a like, that's a pretty advanced that's an advanced rice technique.
Is it? Wow.
You got to get it right because you don't want to drown the rice with coconut milk. It becomes kind of just a wet mess.
Yeah, it doesn't turn into a wet mess when I do it. I wouldn't say it looks perfect, but it's yum.
Yeah.
And then pandan leaf, that's like a...
That's pretty advanced. Yeah. I'm assuming that's because your girlfriend is Malaysian. Yeah.
I mean, she cooks good food. What I do is I help her a lot. You know? And I do help a lot. Like, I genuinely...
So have you put together a curry yourself? Because you just described the rice.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we're really talking about, like, we're kind of saying it'll either be a curry, or I'll kind of do something where it'll have like a very sweet chickpeas and onions, and tofu would be real good if I had like it, especially like pre-cooked tofu, like if I was really trying. And then really just getting like the nice vegetables in there, you know, like the capsicum, getting the broccoli to a nice size. Man, broccoli, when you chuck it in like to a curry or a stir fry or something, that is like, I think I'm going to explain the honey stir fry that I do, because that's kind of more impressive.
You're holding out on me. You talk about all this and you have something called honey stir fry you haven't talked about?
Wow. It's, I mean...
Walk me through, just give me the simple breakdown, you know, what ingredients goes in the honey stir fry? I'm intrigued.
Probably early on I'm going to be chucking in it's just the broccoli is so important. Do you know what I mean? Because like when you chuck that in too late and everything else is cooked.
It's the hardest thing to cook.
It's not hardest thing, but it's just like if it goes wrong, it's such a...
Broccoli's not easy to cook, man. People think broccoli's easy. It's not. It's one of the hardest vegetables to cook. The perfectness of a broccoli is about a minute. First of all, if you boil it, there is a perfectness to it. Like for me, perfect broccoli is just, it's cooked on the inside.
Mm.
So it doesn't have any rawness. And on the outside, no, but on the outside, it's just got a skin where it breaks when you chew it. Overdone broccoli is just a mush. It's like whatever.
Yeah, I hate overcooked broccoli.
Yeah,
that's
undercooked broccoli is like, okay, well, you kind of miss your mark.
Yeah,
you're just eating raw broccoli at that point.
You can feel it. That's the problem with the raw broccoli. It's like, I mean, I love raw broccoli. I'll eat raw broccoli right now. If that's the next snack, I'll be stoked. Yeah.
Okay, so raw broccoli is number 3 on the Hawani list.
I mean, it's probably raw carrot. Yeah. Sometimes I go into a supermarket when I'm in town, I'll buy one carrot and then I'll just kind of put it on my shirt and I'll just walk through the city eating my carrot. And I always think, I'm the only person you're ever going to see walking around eating a carrot. And I feel real proud of myself.
Have you been to America? Like, everyone's... You know the baby carrots?
No.
Have you seen baby carrots?
I've seen baby carrots, which are essentially real-sized carrots, just shaved down to look like... I know.
It's legit.
Yeah.
Baby carrots are legit.
When you were talking about the bastardization of your culture, that's what I think with the baby carrots. Okay. Vegan mayonnaise. Sorry, I just remembered that's the ingredient that also goes on dish 1 and dish 2.
Okay.
Probably not on dish 3. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I feel like I've learned a lot about you now, you know, and
I didn't even finish the third dish.
Okay, sorry. What is the third dish?
Well, okay, I'll try to do it quick. It's got onions, the broccoli's going in there early as the... I'm going to chuck some chickpeas in there, probably just a whole can. I'll eat the whole thing. Still, the coconut rice is exactly the same. I'll try chucking honey. It's kind of different here. Like, if you're in America, you get very liquidy honey. In New Zealand, the honey is very thick, so you probably got to switch it up. Because if you just chucked honey into a frying pan, it's just going to stick to the thing straight away. So you're probably chucking, like, some soy sauce and some honey. I mean, I'm making honey soy veggie tofu, essentially. Yeah. I mean, you could do the tofu in the air fryer and then just chuck that in a little bit. You don't want to chuck it in the air fryer too long, because otherwise it fries too much and then it won't soak up all the nice honeyness. But, like, yeah. And then capsicum, broccoli, chickpeas, onions. I think that's it. Hopefully the chickpeas and the tofu soak up the honey and the soy sauce, and then I think you're good. Though, yeah, I think that's it. And then you chuck that on the coconut rice, and it's really sweet. It's too sweet for most people, I'd say.
Mm.
But it gets eaten. Yeah.
You know, personally, I'll probably not vibe with it, but I love that for you. Yeah. It sounds good. You know, like, I'm just being cheeky, but I understand that there's a whole world of Chinese food that's being perceived by not Chinese. And to me, that's what I see when I go to a grocery store and they put together, like, a stir-fry cooking package.
Yeah.
And that's the profile that I see.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's totally cool. I worked at Panda Express.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I worked at Panda Express. Asian fast food.
Yeah.
It was my first job in the States. It's to serve American Chinese food to white people.
Yeah. It's like noodle canteen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was fine. Like, I didn't mind the food. I just would never go there.
Yeah.
On my own accord. But, like, the food was fine.
Yeah, and yeah. If I was in the States, I'd go there all the time.
And you know, honey stir fry sounds pretty legit. So I think you got it. I think you nailed it. So you mentioned honey.
Yeah,
that's not vegan.
To some people, yeah.
Sure.
The bees. I'm not the one.
I'm not the one. You know, drawing the line here. I don't care.
Some vegans don't ride horses. Yeah. That's what I found out when I became vegan. But I'll eat honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, I eat a horse. Horse and honey, if it starts with H, I'm going to eat it. Yeah.
Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the hard line between vegan versus not? Like, if I give you X, what determines... If I give you an oyster, is that vegan?
No.
It doesn't think?
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's not vegan. I mean, it's alive. Yeah. You know, I mean...
Sentient.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. I probably just wouldn't eat it. But I wouldn't lose sleep over it. You know what I mean? Like if I went traveling, you know, and this place was like, you know, where in the world would they, like if I was in New Orleans, do they have oysters there?
Yeah, there's a lot of seafood there.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, I want to try, like, real nice. I'll probably try it once and then just be like, well, that was good. I mean, I'm not going to eat it 4 or 5 times, but I'll just have it this one time.
I'm going to bring out the third snack for you.
Cool.
Hopefully you haven't tried this one, because so far you've tried everything that I busted out.
Dude, I mean, you brought out onion rings.
Well, I don't know, man. Dude, you'll be surprised. But this is something that I've had as a kid. Have you had these?
I don't recognize the packet.
These are called Super Sours when I was growing up. Now it's called Super Lemons.
Super Lemon.
Yeah. These are just fun shit to have.
These are super sour, though, eh?
Well, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. I love it. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. It's not so, like, crazy. This is very, very sour to begin with, but wears off.
Have you tried TNTs?
Does that destroy you?
They're good. They were like, they're the sort of lolly as a kid you would do the face to. You know, the sour face.
I see you didn't flinch.
No, that was good. Yeah.
More of a man than I am.
No, you were fine. You were totally fine. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Wasabi peas are high, I reckon. Wasabi peas, I really like wasabi as like a flavor because it's so like... I think I don't cook, so this is going to sound like I don't eat any food, but I do eat like a variety of food. I just don't cook.
Sure, yeah. Cooking and eating is separate.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. I'm going to give him an 8 for the wasabi.
Wow, well, okay.
I mean, so how high can you go for like a basic thing? But I do like it.
These are your ratings, you know.
Yeah.
What about the super lemons?
They're like... See, the problem with the super lemon is we got past the sour in like 20 seconds, and now we just have a very large lemon candy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it, I guess I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Maybe a 5. I mean, it's a good start. Yeah. And then you just kind of like, but yeah.
Now it just becomes a candy.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump into a section where I just ask everybody the same questions.
Cool.
Since this episode.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time you're asking everybody the same questions?
I'm asking people questions, but the questions keep changing.
Oh, okay.
So this is the part where I ask you the same questions as everybody else.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite food on a road trip?
Vegan sausage roll from Zed.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Solid.
Had two of them yesterday.
You weren't even on a road trip.
I was moving house. Yeah.
You were tripping between Glenina's and Mount Eden.
Yeah. It's
like almost 10 kilometers.
And I had to go there and back. Yeah. And then there again. Yeah.
You deserved it.
Yeah.
Well, you worked hard.
Yeah.
To move house. Favorite food, watching TV?
House pizza.
Ooh, okay.
Which I had yesterday as well. I think I'm just going through what I had yesterday.
You're very biased based on how recently things happen.
Recency bias, yeah.
Favorite food after a good cry?
Oh, vegan ice cream. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
What type?
There's a couple real nice ones. You know who does real good ones is the Carpe Tea. They do one that's like chocolate and blackcurrant, which is so good. And then there's another one from Trumpet where they do, I think it might be chocolate and blackcurrant as well.
Yeah.
Chocolate and blackcurrant, they make a good combo.
Yeah. Yeah. I must say that of all the vegan foods, ice cream is the most advanced.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't even think that you have to compare vegan ice cream with dairy ice cream anymore. I think it's a league of its own now.
Yeah, I
used to. Because there's sorbet, which is just vegan already. And then the whole coconut milk and ice cream has been going on in Asia for so long. It's taken a form of its own.
Yeah, I used to have a tub, which I try to keep, like, you know how, like, sometimes your freezer is too cold?
Yeah.
I loved keeping it in there. And then I feel like I would just have, you know, some stuff is like the colder it is, the sweeter it is. Okay. Have you found that?
It's usually the opposite.
No. Try it. Freeze a banana. Freeze a banana and then do slices.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. Vegan ice cream is like in a league of its own because it is so good. Yeah. And then some vegan cheesecakes are good, but they have to, again, they have to be so cold. Yeah.
Yeah. I vibe with that. Top three chip flavor.
I think, you know what's crazy? There's one that I eat all the time and it's called maple bacon.
Okay.
And it's got no meat in it. It's got nothing. It just has the coverings, which would give it that bacony flavor. You know what I mean? It's got that saucy thing. I used to love, so maple bacon, barbecue, and then I guess salt and vinegar. Vinegar is kind of a sometimes thing. Yeah.
It's a good way to switch up the palate.
Yeah.
Favorite sweets?
I like the dark chocolate. Sometimes so good. There is the raspberry licorice with the sherbet in the middle.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those are dangerous.
Those are dangerous.
Because you can't eat one.
No.
You can't eat one.
And I'm not a big lolly guy. Yeah. Similar thing with Skittles.
Yeah. Skittles are like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the variety in Skittles makes you want to keep eating.
Yeah, but then you eat four at a time and you're like, the flavors are doing nothing.
Have you ever tried to pick out the color just by eating it? You like, don't look and you like pick out the color?
Probably.
Or get your girlfriend like, give me one and I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
That's a fun game to play.
We probably did. We probably did play that game, but I can't remember it. We weren't like marked down the day. We found what we're doing. Okay.
What food takes you back to your childhood?
Probably those smiley potato things. Yeah. If I saw that.
I don't even know where to buy them.
Yeah. I don't know if they sell them here anymore.
I think they're only sold at schools.
I mean, like, the schools would be lucky to get them. Yeah. They're struggling to get food,
Best texture in food?
Crispness.
Okay. Crunchy potatoes.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a crunchy potato chip? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
What is the worst texture in food?
Tempeh.
Fermented beans packed in a... fucking brick.
Fermented beans, yeah. I mean, I don't know what texture that is, but tempeh, something about it,
I feel like tempeh just tries to be tofu, but...
Yeah, it's drunken tofu. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't need the alcohol.
You haven't blended it into a bean paste yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, tempeh... Nah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what's your, do you have a restaurant recommendation?
Yep.
Don't say Z gas station pies.
I go to Gorilla Kitchen.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, which is like a chain, but they do the best. Man, they do such good, chip nachos. Like they genuinely, I don't know how to explain it.
I'm starting to see your world forming in front of me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Gorilla Kitchen, they're a great chain. I see why they've got so many stores going on. They're like one of the few places I gave 5 stars on Google reviews.
Oh, shit.
For some reason, I had a phase where I was like, I'm going to do Google reviews. And I just did Gorilla Kitchen. And then that was it.
That was good enough for me.
Yeah. I just like the business. I wanted to help it out.
How many chains did it got?
I don't know. I think they've got at least 4 or 5 in Auckland. Okay. I don't know if they're anywhere else. In Wellington, there's a place called Noodles and Dumplings, and they do sweet and sour tofu, which is so, like, I mean, they couldn't get more basic, but it is, I can't find that anywhere else.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Yeah.
I totally forgot that Chinese food is one of the heaviest hitters for vegan foods.
Really?
Dude, veganism has been going on for way longer in China because of like Buddhism. My mom was a vegan for a few years.
Yeah.
Just for religious reasons. And there's all these vegan restaurants that just cater for that. But if you think about Chinese food, if you strip away the meat, the dish is still like mostly the same.
Yeah.
You just take out whatever chunks that you use to stir fry with or make the sauce. The sauces usually have no meat in them.
Hmm.
But if you want a cheat meal or just like a nice treat, salt pepper tofu.
Oh yeah, I've done salt pepper tofu. Yeah,
it's just so good, man.
I love it,
dude. I don't know, it's beer, bowl of rice, whatever.
Yeah,
I could fuck that up.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Do you have any pet peeves? Any pet peeves with food or eating?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were just talking in general. Pet peeves with food or eating? I don't usually have answers for... Because I'm not going to lie, the vegan thing, I do get asked what I cook and make a lot, and I don't really make food. So it seems crazy to say, but outside of this podcast, I don't really like it when people ask me what I cook because I just don't... I was struggling to get to 3 things. That's, you know what so I mean? Good. Yeah.
That's so good. Wow. Okay, well, hopefully I am, I don't know if I am helping you open up or just making your nightmare come true.
You're giving me something to direct people towards. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, when people hey, ask, you want to ask, just go listen to this.
Check out this podcast. Yeah. Who wants the last bite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've told you everything I know about food, so shut up.
Yeah, I'm eating a raw carrot on the street, okay? Like, how good do you think I am?
Okay, I'll get to my last question. If this is your last meal on Earth,
yeah,
what would you want to eat?
Man, you know what? I wouldn't have any toast or potato nachos. I would probably, the sweet and sour tofu would probably be a part of it. Sushi for sure. Like I actually love sushi. I would eat sushi every day. Can I? Yeah, so I can have multiple dishes.
You can have
whatever.
This is your last meal. You can have anything you want.
Yeah, real coconut creamy. Oh, you know what's the best? There's like a cashew. There's a cashew cream curry that heaps of Indian restaurants do. And it's whatever else is in it, if it's vegan and it's got the cashew curry, I'll eat that. That is so good.
Korma.
So, korma, isn't korma just curry or?
Cashew. It's cashew. Korma
is cashew.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Look at you. You do know.
I know my shit.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So I'd probably have sweet and sour tofu. Little bit. Just as a. That'll be the entree.
You want a buffet.
Yeah. And then I have the cashew with the coconut rice. Cashew curry with the coconut rice. And then I'd finish it off with vegan cheesecake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. That sounds like a happy way to go. And how do you think you will die?
I don't want to say because I think this for real.
So, how would you like to die?
How would I like to die? I think I would like to die kind of in a in like a sunroom with a nice garden outside and kind of the sound of birds and nature and stuff. Very just slowly just listening until it's kind of fading out in a nice little spot like that. Yeah, I think I'd rather do that. I mean, I still think that's probably going out in my sleep in a way, but yeah. I'd rather be on a cool chair.
Would you rather have a home intruder come in and pop your head off?
Why would I want that? You said, would you rather? And then you said, what was the second thing?
I think that's it.
Would you rather have that nice thing that you said? Or what if somebody came in and shot you?
Okay. I always just thought if someone popped you in the head, like just bam, it's out. And it's like there's so much of you left in the world because there's so much vengeance.
What?
You never go away. People talk about you for years.
I'm definitely not one of those people who's like, I hope they remember my name. I'm pretty happy. Once I'm gone, I'm hoping it's just about 10 people. You know what I mean?
Nice.
10 people remembering me for a bit. Yeah. You know, maybe one or two people.
Hey, you'll be immortalized, okay? You're on your way. You already got 25K on Instagram, so you're good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay. Before we go, where can people find you and online, or where can people see you in shows?
They can find me online on Instagram. It's at Juani Hortine on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Juani the Comedian. On TikTok, it's kind of the same. If you look up Juani, like, this ain't a brag, but I'll be somewhere within, you know. Yeah. If I'm not the top or the second or the third, I'll be in the top 10. I'm sure there's not that many Juanis who've got that many people online. But yes, come to my shows in Melbourne, come to my shows in Wellington and Auckland. Wellington and Auckland, those are the Billy T ones. Those will be big. And then I think that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming. It's been a great talk.
Yeah, it's been nice. Thanks, bro.
Awesome.